We out here. Today I'm going to continue talking about the history of invadersism. Zim managed to survive the absolute course. Another example is when Zim destroyed the candy machine and took the Haida's new girl ends up ending Tuck's mission to become an invader. And he even doesn't recognize that she trapped, or more likely, he doesn't care. His behavior and unawareness of his actions are the most likely the result of him being defected as a result in the cancellation, the canceled episode of the trial. Zim usually shows little to no affection, often claiming to need no one. But he occasionally lets a softer side of him slip, probably by accident. In the parent teacher night, when Zim thinks back to when he was born, and he remembered that the first thing he has ever said was that he loves the cold, unfeeling robot arm, which nurtured him. This memory triggers him to subconsciously hug Miss Spider in the same way that he hugged the arm when he was a small smarter a baby alien. And when he frequently yells at Kerr and orders him around, he seems to have taken a liking to the robot, even if he doesn't want to admit it. In the episode of The Rock of Doom, after seemingly fixing Gurr, well, we force Gurr to tear to tears with a harsh rebuttal, although Gurr was only crying over the fact that he ate his cupcakes. Zim appears remorsefully and quickly forgives the robot, also acknowledging that his feelings will not help them, stating, "I came to see. I can see that you understand your mistakes, girl, and me being angry will give us no closer to home." Additionally, in the Halloween special, Zim expressed concerns for him when he leaves him behind. Upon entering the nightmare world, stating that he only hopes Perger is all right by himself, he probably views Gurr as a little brother. Gurr's creation takes place in the series' first episode, when Zim requests a SAR unit standard issue information retraction unit. It's also a it's a form from his leader, the Almighty Thomas. The Thomas not wanting to give him a full functioning unit, offered him a new advanced model, which they claim they made just for him. They then assembled a robot with parts from a garbage can and put whatever they happened to have in their pocket. A piece of bubble gum, a scrap, and a paper clip from Almighty's. Almighty tallest purple pocket into its head, installing of a instead of a brain. Up on activities which surprised even the tallest, the robot introduced itself as Gur and appeared as functional and serious as the CERT units. When asked what the G stand for, Gur replied, "I don't know." His eyes quickly frayed from the standard CERT red to a tilt, and then started hitting himself. The robot personality is further demoted when he sings the doom song. The entire 6 months going to Earth, other than the misfortune of the personality in Gur. The other difference between Gur and regular CERT units are the unique cuttering of the limb parts of Gur's body is still a suffer red. A different eye cutter, different confection from the eyes, and his claws arch mouth. While exam, Gur doesn't mind getting involved with typical Earth culture. In the same episode, he admires it. He admits to loving Earth. Gur has a strong love of Earth snacks, such as tacos, taquitos, candy, chocolate, bubblegum, waffles, cupcakes, tunas, biscuits, chicken, with mayonnaise, pizza, sack monkeys, and mashed potatoes. Muffins and corn. He can eat and enjoy them even though he's a robot, which is weird. He's also shown becoming fat in the Halloween special, Spooky Doom, after stealing all the Halloween candy from the trick-or-treater kids, displaying his subpar disgusting. Gur is actually quite good at blending in with humans due to his ability being similar with them, with theirs. Gur also likes to eat action figures as a result when he stole and ate action figures or possibly rug plushy figures from kids. Dip is an 11/13-year-old. During the series timeline, his father, Professor Midbrain, is a rich, according to the creator, Ondo Professor is his father. Dib lacks a last name. Dib often appears to fulfill the role of the antagonist or protagonist, depending on the way the episode is going. The creator states that none of the four main characters are actually evil. Dip is often called crazy or insane and is constantly being mocked for his theories and Big Head. First mentioned in Door to Door, it became a recurring gag even though His head seems normal in comparison to everyone else. Most of his classmates try to annoy him. But when Zen always causes a scuffle, it's hard not to make a scene. Besides, the host of Mysteries, Dib was also known by NASA police and the FBI for his paranormal related antics. He's been on the front page of the newspaper twice, so it's possible that a good idea of the city is aware of the troubles he frequently ends up in. He believes Zim and Gur are the bad guys, while he and Gaz are the good guys, who are Earth's last hope against alien invaders. He makes every effort to stop the two at every possible turn. This often leads to an incident social differences at school. Increasingly social differences. Agent Mothman is the secret agent name for the Swallow, really that's the name, Swallow Eyeball Network. It is unknown how long he's been a part of the network. All the other organizations seems to know who he is and his reputation for being crazy. However, Dib seems to be on better terms with the leader of the network, Agent Dark Button Boots. Boot tie? Dark Boot Tie has helped Gib at least once in the Battle of the Planets. It gave him a chance to the President Network. Of all of his findings on Zeb in the Battle Dib, Dib is also less reckless by Agent. I hate these names. I'm just gonna call you Ghost. Who helped him and Gas Taser of Pork. The rest of the agents either found him annoying, crazy, or disagreeable to the network. Nah. Gaz is Dib's younger sister. She is assumed to be the daughter of Professor, however, had the series continued with her brother Dib, or maybe she as well would have actually been revealed to be the creator of the Professor, and not his actual birth children. Her foul temper and love for pizza and video games make her an unpolite person to be near. She is one of the reasons why Christian parents today bash the series in the first place due to the consistent abuse that she inflicts on her brother while she isn't eating pizza or playing video games. Her game slave to Gaz is usually beating Dib up for just talking. She usually serves as a side character, but as particularly as a main character in several episodes. Her biggest appearance were in the episode Game Slave 2, in which Gaz attempted to buy a new video game system and Pizza Hug, in which she's willing to do anything to go to Pizza Hug. Gaz is the only human character with the experience of Dib who realized him, well, with the exception of Gib, who realized him is really an alien in the episode Gibbs Taser of Pork should acknowledge that Zoom isn't Liam. Unlike Dib, she does not believe Zoom. Presents a serious threat in Piece of Hug. She replies to Dib, comments that Zim was trying to enslave all mankind with the phrase, but he's so bad at it. As the show goes on, Gaz gets taller and actually has some facial differences. By the end of the show, though, there are some animation errors when her size and height occasionally changes in different episodes. Possibly some errors on the part of the series artists. Gaz, like most modern children, loves to play video games. And her game Slave. And she enjoys sketching piglets and other monsters, including Pig Monster, and is obsessed with pizza, soda, and various other junk food. She also seems to hate anyone who comes in between herself and one of those things. Explains examples are in the episode Game Slave, in which a character called Luke takes the last Game Slave to causing Gaz to stalk him until he gives up the game to her. She seems to enjoy letting out her brother, though it would seem that she is hustling for her. Though her dress style is mainly gothic in appearance, she's oddly enough never established to be an actual goth. This evidence was proposed by the creator himself. Gaz is the most different characteristics are. Unique characteristics are her hair and eyes. She has purple hair and eight hair that is fashionable into five spikes, which takes on onion appearance and sets of jaws. Her eyes are ambered and cutter, but normally appears even close or squinted. In the pilot, she had light blue eyes. Except for one scene, when her eyes mistakenly appeared ambered. In season 2, Gaz's head was removable to be more angrily like Dib's head when facing the camera. Remodeled? Yeah. While facing the camera, even though her head is probably larger to her body, she and almost every character roast Dib's large head throughout the show. His demise, but never actually says that Gaz has amazing powers. So Gaz shows amazing powers and abilities. She possesses incredible strength and the ability to fix and control anything electrical. The ability to give any place she needs leverage powers and the ability to create fires at will. She also shows to be capable of using Urk's technology, and her plight skills seems to be on par, if not greater than some, as she was able to pilot one of his ships with ease. It is possible that these powers, being completely unnatural, can also can actually be a result of fruit being created by the professor, just as it is a rumor that her older brother, Dib, is. She's despise her demonic powers have sort of connected to a holy a Shodan game slave to. While upon getting her game back, the storm nights turns into a bright sunny day, and her hair returned to its natural shape. She comments on how wifely orders has been restored, and Mobless of Doom, she comments, all is right in the world again. Things are, those are obviously referenced to horror films like The Ring and The Guide, which also contains creepy girls as well as the plot of Game Slave 2, which is somewhat of a parody of a aforementioned movies.